Welcome back to Screen Crush. I am Ryan Airy. Guys, I am so excited to talk about the big Avengers Doomsday reveal from South by Southwest London. The Russo brothers for the past few days have been teasing something coming. They've been teasing something coming that's going to be really awesome related to Avengers Doomsday. Take a look at some of these teases. First, it started with the mysterious green square with Robert Downey Jr. in South by Southwest London tagged inside said square. And then there were these cryptic symbols of Dr. Doom that were being posted. And we were breaking down on our socials all of the different times. And they were tagged with Robert Downey Jr., Avogadro Films, South by Southwest London. And then if you really look here, you can see that the final teaser includes this red circle. There were all these clues. And then this morning, this is why we got so excited and we were posting news about the trailer. Marvel Indonesia and Marvel India added two Doomsday videos to their private, unlisted to their private channels. And we were so stoked. But guys, what we got is so much bigger than a trailer. We got a coffee shop pop up at South by Southwest London with specialty Dr. Doom items. This is lit. I cannot even express to you guys how excited we are about this coffee shop. Coffee shop! Yes! Way better than a trailer. I cannot wait to break down this menu and the genius of Disney's marketing to you guys. We are going to bring on a special panel of people. And again, at first, I'm sorry some of you guys clicked on here thinking we were going to show some kind of lame trailer because that's what our thumbnail and our title said for a little bit. But you got to admit, guys, the genius marketing that they're doing for this movie, getting us hyped for an announcement and then giving us something that I can't even talk anymore. Let's bring him on. You know him as the guy who's trapped in our TV and doesn't know it, so please don't tell him. Colton Ogburn, the guy who is, I know, so stoked about Dr. Doom coffee. What's up, my man?
Good morning. You're very excited.
Dude, you have no idea. I woke up so many hours early so I could drive here today because we knew there was an announcement coming at 9 a.m. EST. Here we are. We're going to talk about it.
I don't know. I was kind of hoping for a trailer or maybe a poster.
Oh, shut up. And you know him as the guy who's always on break, Mr. Tommy Bechtold. What up, Tommy?
Ryan, that coffee shop had everything us hardcore Marvel fans have been waiting for. If there's one thing the box office has proven over the last 2 weeks, it's that we're not craving interesting trailers and clear marketing that tells us what the movie's going to be about. We want Clydesdales or Tauntauns dressed up like Clydesdales. We want coffee shops. We want cryptic posts with colored squares. I can't wait to break this down. When I saw that coffee shop, it took me back to my childhood and the coffee shops I went to when I was a kid, where my father was meeting his mistress.
Absolutely. And by the way, tell your dad that my mom says hi. And last coming up here, we have, you know him. And guys, sorry if I was a little bit loud there. I just got way too hyped. Sorry if your speakers and everything peaked at home. I don't normally get that excited here on the channel, but I couldn't help myself regarding this coffee shop. There is a couple things about this coffee shop we're going to break down for you in just a second. But first, let's bring him on, the co-host of the Comic Book Club podcast. You know him as Alex Zalban. What's up, Alex?
Ryan, I'm just curious, how much Latverian coffee have you had this morning? Because I feel like it's a lot.
I got up so early. Yeah. Okay. I mean, if you look here, though, it is kind of interesting looking at these. There are some clues within this coffee menu that we're going to break down in a second. I want to remind you guys, there was this thing when the trailers came out. Sorry. Stories, tone poems. When those were released in December and January, you know, there were clues. We had to pay attention. And I think we did our due diligence. I think we paid attention to the green square. And we paid attention to what I now recognize as a coffee mug, this Dr. Doom shape right here. That's definitely a receptacle or an urn for coffee. And then this mislead. And to be honest, they might release some lame Doomsday trailer at some point. These private videos are why we started the stream. But I got to hear from you guys before we get into this coffee menu. There is actually one thing in the coffee menu I find really interesting that I think Colton's going to hate. But what are your thoughts on Disney's marketing machine at this point?
Are we? We're not 5 minutes in yet. Wait, 3, 2. Wait, it's really fucking stupid, and I know we're trying to be funny about it, but it's getting on my nerves.
Jonathan Cruz, thank you for joining our channel as a favorite customer. Shout out you.
The problem is that there's no real issue like that I have with South by Southwest. They have a Dr. Doom coffee shop pop-up. That's fine. That happens all the time.
Yes.
Very at festivals cool. like this. You go to South by Southwest in Austin, tons of pop-ups, tons of activations. They have that at San Diego Comic-Con, wherever else. Just say, hey, we're going to have a fun Dr. Doom coffee shop.
Yeah.
Not spending weeks hyping it up as it's anything other than what it is.
It feels to me like any cultural movement or any like artistic movement where it's like they just have run out, like they're trying to reinvent or come up with something so special and unique that now it's like they've just reappropriated Lucy pulling the football away from Charlie Brown as a means to like put movies out, where they're like, we've got a huge update on this coming out soon, and then it's an ultimately very deflated thing. That I completely agree. If this was a Comic-Con pop-up, we'd all be so excited that, oh, you could go get a coffee at the Dr. Doom thing. But it's just not ultimately really anything to do, I mean, other than the characters with the movie, right? Like, there might be clues mm-hmm. in the menu, but it's like, I don't know, other than people that work for Screen Crusher, the other five YouTube channels that do this, who's that excited about going into the menu and combing through it for, like, there's clues in this menu. If we rearrange the numbers, it makes a time code that tells us exactly when Dr. Doom farts 3 hours into the movie. I just feel like trailers work. Trailers work to get people excited about movies. And why are moving so far away from that?
This exact same thing would work if they hadn't have teased it as some big thing.
Yes,
if we just
knew
South by Southwest was going on and they just put the coffee shop up knowing that somebody or several somebodies were going to take a picture of it and the menu and hashtag doomsday, we and those other five channels probably would pick it up and be like, oh my God, look, we're going to break down this thing and this means this. But since they teased it as some big thing, we're just all kind of pissed off. Or I know Ryan's not.
I'm very excited. You know, because there is a thing here where, like, I remember lamer comic book con pop-ups where they would have like newspapers with stories related to the movie. So it was like you could walk into like and get a Daily Bugle that gave you clues about the Spider-Man movie that was coming out. That's one thing. I guess they could have done something like that. But again, the coffee menu itself was enough for me. I really think I speak for all of fandom when I say this. I am beyond hype for this. Just reel it in for a second, though. They have to know that we're going to approach everything. Because if this was innocuous, if they like accidentally did this, then okay. But the Russo brothers at this point, it's like when the president says something and everybody pounces on it. Like there was in the 80s, Reagan was doing his radio address and he was goofing off ahead of time. He didn't know his mic was live. And he announced that he had like released the missiles and stuff like that and hit the red button as a joke. And people actually heard it. And he had to be like, oh, sorry, I was kidding there, Nancy. But that's kind of what the Russo brothers, they know that everybody's going to hop on this. And I think they are deliberately trolling some fans, not me, of course, because I think I speak for most people in the comments right now. I can't wait to fly to London to get some of this coffee.
Mm-hmm. They've always done this and it's super annoying. I've never found it cute and I know I'm being salty, but like when they release that set image of Russo like sitting behind a sound stage and everything's, oh, for this Endgame, means something.
Remember that? The black and white
the ladder thing. Yeah. You're talking about the ladder.
Yeah.
The title is in this picture.
The way they do it is not fun. Like none of the things that they do are fun or interesting. It could. I'm all for a good troll. I love trolling. But what they're doing is not trolling. Mm-mm. It seems deadly serious every single thing that they're putting out there, and that's what makes it kind of more annoying and makes me less excited to see the movie. I mean, like, not to take too much of a marketing perspective on this, but there's a messaging issue, I think, with putting up a coffee shop to tout your movie. Like, what exactly are you saying there? Like, coffee is not a thing like, cool, kids getting a, you know, cup of coffee or anything like that. You're definitely aiming towards adults. You're also being like, are you tired? Go see Doomsday.
Well, they could have also, if this was like a real marketing thing, right? Like, because I remember like when viral marketing first started with The Dark Knight, if they would have announced, I guess I'll use Starbucks, right? Okay, we're doing a Dr. Doom Starbucks, and Starbucks is green, so that kind of makes sense. There's a color scheme tied in. Starbucks is going to change their logo on some cups to look like Dr. Doom's face. That's kind of cool. But then when you go in, if you connect to the Starbucks Wi-Fi through the Starbucks website, you can actually watch a teaser trailer, right? Or, like you joked, Tommy, but seriously, like if there were Easter eggs and clues on the cups or something like that, that would also be really cool. Give fans like, you know, give Gunters out there something to do and go on Reddit and hype about. But yeah, this just seems like they overestimated, or maybe not overestimate. I, again, am thrilled about this announcement. I woke up so many hours earlier today to drive here to talk about this coffee shop, but I understand a lot of fans are disappointed and I feel bad for them that they can't share my enthusiasm at this moment.
Can I say, not to be an I told you so, but I thought when this was all being teased, the square and the logo, I didn't think they were going to drop a trailer. Like I'm to the point where I'm just kind of burned on it. I'm like, it's just going to be more ridiculous stuff.
This is what made me think they were going to drop a trailer, because two videos are on Marvel YouTube channels that are listed. And it might happen today. I'm not even joking. Like, they might release it this week. They're at South By for the next four days. It might happen this week.
Yeah. And some context on that, if people are wondering kind of behind the scenes, the way that works is, you know, those channels are like subsidiaries, I guess, of like, you know, the main Marvel channel. And so Marvel Studios, the YouTube team, will send out stuff and they'll you know, change it to the language for that channel, and they'll upload it, put it in a playlist and put it on private. And the only reason we're able to see it is because it's in a playlist. So, I mean, this could very well be the trailer they showed at CinemaCon, but it could still not be scheduled to drop for another month. I mean,
it's supposed to be unlisted, not private. That's one of the things I think that will screw
well,
it
no,
up.
Well, unlisted. Yeah, it's supposed to be private, because unlisted, and you put an unlisted video in a playlist, then anyone can watch it if they get in the playlist.
Okay, yeah, I got that backwards. You think I would know that. Risha D gave us Canadian $2, gave us a toonie, said stop supporting the MCU. They play with their fandom. At this point, I don't know. Like I was saying this earlier, I remember I've been watching The Wire again, and I'm remembering like Wire actors who were in other stuff. So the guy who played Irving Burrell in The Wire was in Luke Cage as like Pop the Barber. And there's a line in Luke Cage when he says, I mean, what are you doing up here with us? You should be downtown with those other fellas. And I remember watching Luke Cage and being like, he means the Avengers, because the Avengers had come out. We, you know, Age of Ultron, we were so excited for any scrap from the Avengers table, because those movies were so good and we were so built up about it. And at this point, I'm not saying Marvel doesn't still make good things. Of course they do. Like Wonder Man is one of my favorite things Marvel's ever done. But I kind of feel like this sort of hype would have worked better leading up to Age of Ultron, and not a movie that we all had a lot of question marks attached to.
Yeah.
Not me, of course. Like I said, I'm so pumped about the topic.
I mean, just to bounce off of that, something that I've been thinking about a lot after this weekend's box office with Backrooms going absolutely insane and Obsession going up and everything. And this is like, I don't think we're quite there yet, but it definitely feels like there's a seismic change that has come already in the entertainment industry in terms of where people are focused with their dollars and what they want to see on the big screen. And while I definitely think Doomsday is still going to do like bonkers box office just by the nature of having 60,000 stars in it, the way that we're talking about this and the way that the Russos are approaching this and Disney is approaching this is, we are the winners. We're coming in here and we're sort of like jockeying up at the table, like, you're going to come to see this anyway. When Ryan, I think what you're getting at here is, despite us really loving a lot of what the MCU is putting out, they got to win us back a little bit. Like, they got to be like, not necessarily hat in hand, but they have to be like, hey, this is fun again. You're going to have fun watching this movie rather than a grueling 3 hours and 45 minutes where you need to take a coffee break at the Latvian coffee shop halfway through.
There is something in this coffee menu. Well, before I get to that, you'd mentioned box office and I wanted to ask you guys, The Mandalorian and Grogu had a, 69% drop. Not quite as bad as Quantumania's 82% drop in its second weekend. I seriously thought the drop was going to be closer to 40. I saw the movie and thought, I think this is going to have good word of mouth for families and kids. It's Memorial Day weekend. And it didn't. I mean, you talk about Bob Iger making a huge mistake on his way out and making them turn this season 4 of The Mandalorian into a movie. What do you guys think about that? What's your take on that drop?
I think a lot of 13-year-olds went to the back rooms instead of going to see Mandalorian and Grogu. I think that that's a popular IP with teenagers, and teenagers see movies. That's what I did when I was a teenager. I saw every movie, and I think they were all hyped to see. I think that became an event for teenagers to go see this weekend, and it probably added an extra 20% to that drop-off for Mandalorian and Grogu just by releasing it that alone. It kind of makes me wonder, the promo for these big movies, it's way too long, right? Like that, like something like Obsession came on our radar, what, like 2 months ago or 3 months ago? And it was like the trailer came out, you kind of knew exactly. And I know that they're two different movies, and I understand that. One movie was made for $1 million, one movie's gonna be made for like $400 million. But like, it's kind of like, you understand exactly what this movie is. it comes out, it gets great reviews, and there's no question about it. It just, the trailer comes out, movie comes out, it's a huge hit. With these giant, you know, Warner Brothers and Disney movies, it feels like they got to start promoting them 2 years ahead of time with like old clips from previous things that'll tie into it, and then images, and then tone poems, and then coffee shops, and maybe a trailer, and then, you know, it just feels like we're talking about these movies for years and years now. And I wonder if that just
it's like the primaries.
Right.
Yeah, basically. Colton, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
A 40% drop would have been fantastic. I mean, they'd be celebrating it. Generally, mm-hmm. like a healthy drop is around like, you know, 50, maybe 55. Mm-hmm. I thought maybe they would come in around that like 57 area. I cannot say enough how horrid a 69, almost 70%
drop is. For a Star Wars movie.
Yes. That's, I mean, and here's the thing. You'll see, like, Avengers Endgame had a 59% drop, and that's generally considered like, but the reason that is because it had a $300 million opening weekend.
Right.
And that's why you see that drop. Mandalorian and Grogu didn't have a big opening weekend. It did like 82 million for three.
Yeah, a little over 100 international. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, just
strictly over Memorial Day. That's terrible. 80 for a big IP.
Well, awesome. It was 98 if you include the Memorial Day weekend. And so that's a 98, that's a what, 16%, $16 million difference. I'm curious mm-hmm. if you had taken the $16 million worth of people that saw it on Memorial Day, and if you throw them all on going to see it this weekend, then that does bring it up to more a 50% drop. But that's a lot of assumptions there. That's assuming, one, that the people that saw it on Memorial Day would even go see it if they didn't see it on Memorial Day. And that's assuming that they wouldn't have just gone and seen it the previous Friday, Saturday, Sunday before that Monday, which would have made the drop off worse. So I think the key thing to take away from it is people just are not interested in this movie at all. And I thought that you wouldn't see a lot of competition between a Backrooms and a Mandalorian and Grogu, because it's a very different audience. But then again, mm-hmm. I did take my 6-year-old nephew to see Backrooms instead of Mandalorian and Grogu. So
I thought what would happen is 13-year-olds would buy tickets to Mandalorian and Grogu and sneak into Backrooms.
Yeah,
I guess that's harder these days with assigned seating in movie theaters.
Yeah,
and obsession too. Like Alex said, that's going up. It never happens, you know.
No, yeah, I mean, I think to Tommy's point, the machine that is behind blockbusters just needs to change. Like by necessity, right. We've had it a certain way. Like we were talking about with like you get the teaser for the teaser for the teaser trailer with a frame, and then blip. We were talking about this with Spider-Man a little bit, where they released like, what was it, 2 frames or a second to a bunch of influencers and they put it together, which I understand in theory, but like you were saying, Ryan, that might have worked a couple of years ago. I don't think that necessarily works the same way now. It doesn't hit the same way. And Doomsday certainly seems to be running into a wall of that. That said, I do think there's a palpable difference between Doomsday and Mandalorian and Grogu. Mandalorian and Grogu just has so many other things working against it, not least of which is that it does feel like the fourth season of a television show. So why do you need to see it here? You can just watch it on Disney Plus. Disney is going to pull out all the stops to be Doomsday is a theatrical event you have to see in the theater. But the big question in my mind is, how does it do in the second weekend? Because the first weekend is guaranteed, but if the movie is good, it'll have legs. If it's not good, it's going to have that same massive drop, if not a bigger one, that Mandalorian did.
Yeah, for instance, like with Mandalorian and Grogu, I went and saw it and, you know, for work. And I was like, I enjoyed this film. It is season 4. It should have been a TV show, but I had a nice time. And then my wife and I were talking about going to see a movie. And she said, oh, should I see Mandalorian and Grogu? And I was like, you know, I think you'd like it, but you can wait. We can go see something else if you want. So there's that, like the super fans, I think, go to see things and then they bring more people in and say, oh, you're going to like this. And if we see it and go, yeah, cool. You know, or even worse, like with Thor Love and Thunder, like, oh, that was a waste of time and concept. Let's not do that again. You know, then it's like, let's actively not watch that when it comes on Disney Plus. We got a couple super chats I want to get to real quick. Risha D gave us another $5 Canadian and said the MCU is spitting on our faces with toxic marketing. I don't necessarily think they're intentionally trolling. I don't think the Russo brothers are like that old Eddie Murphy joke about the ice cream man, like running fast to watch the kids run behind him. You know, I don't think they're doing that. I think they literally are just hyping up a coffee shop and don't seem, and they kind of like that they're just going to have people like us and fans going, where's the trailer? Like they're trying to edge us a little bit. But I don't, you know, I don't think it works.
Why? Go be in the editing room making sure this movie is perfect. How about that? What? Why are we doing this?
Oh, yeah. Snap.
I don't know why. Yeah. Let the marketing team handle. Frustrating.
TK Gamers gave us €2 and said Russo brothers are finding their leaks with our film. I think he's supposed to say finding their leakers with the wrong info. Again, I think that goes back to the marketing. Michael Rondini, longtime friend of the channel, gave us $20, said, hey guys, haven't caught a live stream in a while. It's great to put eyes on you this morning. Great to virtually see you too, my friend. Sorry, you know, my big regret is for all you guys who logged in is that, you know, a lot of you logged in expecting to see a trailer or trailer reaction video. My big regret is that we can't share the coffee with you. And if any of you are in London and you have a chance to taste this coffee, please let us know. Send me some if you can. What really bothers me is I'm stuck in this video store at the end of time and space, and I'm not going to get to sample this incredible coffee in London. And Johnny Mashed Potatoes gave us $5 and said, I can't help but feel like Jared Leto is to blame for all this. He-Man, The Mandalorian, climate change, etc. Tron.
Well, yeah, 100%. I do want to say that Coyote vs. Acme just released a Doomsday parody trailer teaser today. So that is brilliant.
Did they really?
That is brilliant.
Amazing.
Yeah, for them.
What is that, Ketchup Studios?
Years ago when Austin Powers 2 came out, they released a trailer that at first looked like the Star Wars trailer. And then the tagline was, if you see one movie this summer, see Star Wars. If you see a second movie, see Austin Powers, The Spy Who Shagged Me. And Scooby-Doo did the same thing, too, with Batman. They made you think you were watching a Batman trailer, but it was Scooby silhouette.
Yeah,
I'm down for that kind of thing. Play into it. Yeah, I don't know. He-Man, I am I'm looking forward to. I'm seeing that tomorrow night. The box office is tracking way lower than I thought it would, but like, I thought that first trailer was awesome.
I saw that new Skeletor clip with Evil Lyn. It looks really good. Like, and that's the crescendo. It's so good.
I don't personally, I think of all the actors in the world, and the way you got Jared Leto, if you need someone to do a voice, Mark Hamill's right there. He did it pretty perfect. And
Mark Hamill would have been perfect.
He was perfect in the Netflix series. He was great. Okay, so let's get to this menu real quick. There is like a couple interesting things about this. So I don't know how much of this menu is actually canon. First of all, let me just throw that out there. We don't know. We don't know how much of this is canon, how much of this we can actually pull Easter eggs off of. Hang on a second. I can't.
Oh my God. Do you think fresh juices is going to be in the movie?
Yeah. Oh, no. I'm almost positive that the Richards was wrong. Additional cream for $3 is going to be a big part of it. I do wonder about things like Cynthia's blend, because Cynthia is Dr. Doom's mother. And I wonder if that is telling us, like, if the menu is canon, is that telling us that, okay, he is not a variant of Tony Stark, and is this definitive?
You keep saying that. Why would that? Of course Cynthia is his mother. I've never said Cynthia wouldn't be his mother. Of course Cynthia would be his mother. He's Victor Von Doom.
You think Tony Stark is adopted? That's the whole thing that you can
Honestly,
as needlessly complicated as the marketing has been so far, it wouldn't surprise me if the Watcher showed up at the start of this movie and said, there, that's it. Like if we see a plane crash in Latvia, that's the moment that created a different universe. And
this is Cynthia's blend of Robert Downey Jr. in the MCU instead of. Yeah.
Yeah, why is it a matcha thing. Latte though? Matcha seems like a relatively recent thing to me.
Aren't they green?
Yeah, they are.
No, they are green.
Yeah.
But Cynthia's blend, I feel like if you're talking about his mother, you would get something older, something more traditional, but maybe wrong. Maybe I'm wrong there.
I will say this that makes me really glad, because you know what little bit we are getting from the trailer, when they announced Robert Downey Jr. as Tony Stark, we were on tour basically when that happened, or like right after. And a lot of people would kind of bemoan this, and it seemed like gimmicky. And they were, I know, Colton, you want him to be a variant. I don't. I always like lamented we're not getting the real Dr. Doom. It does seem like he is real Dr. Doom. I think he's from the Fantastic Four's universe. And that's 100%. Why he is showing up talking to. So I think they are doing loyal Dr. Doom. He's based in Latveria. And frankly, in the Fantastic Four universe, that's the universe where you can have a villain named Dr. Doom who lives in a castle with a bunch of robots. Because I feel like in the MCU, they'd be like,
Dr. Doom. Okay, great. My name's Dr. Sinister. My name's Dr. Bad Guy. Because they're always snarky like that.
I wish they did some stupid, like, oh, Mr. Sinister. That'd be wild.
Oh, right, right, right. Yeah, because that is a guy. Not the best named X-Men villain. All right, guys. I thank you so much for helping me celebrate this coffee shop. And to all of you guys watching us in our super chats, it's going to be a short stream today. We genuinely might be on later today. They might actually announce the trailer. Mm. I got super cocky about it. I thought for sure when I saw those YouTube channels, it ended up being better than a trailer. And I'm sorry again if I blew everybody's ears out at the start when I went live and just could not contain my enthusiasm. I'm so excited about this coffee shop. All right. So anybody see Alex? You can find Alex on the Comic Book Club podcast. Alex, thanks so much for joining us. Much appreciated. Tommy, you got any gigs coming up you need to let us know about?
I am simply waiting for this trailer or perhaps a pizzeria to open up in honor of Avengers Doomsday near me.
I can't wait for the big announcement from the Russo brothers for the trailer for the Happy Meal or for the Burger King kids meal.
Yes, that would have been cool. Some toys. Yeah.
Yes. Yeah, so, yeah. Some toy teasers instead of like what happened with Brave New World where the Red Hulk toy came out years before the trailer because of the strikes. All right, Colton, thanks so much. You can find Colton on his own channel or here on Screen Crush all the time. Thanks so much. And we want to hear from you guys again. Like, I know we're all excited about the coffee shop, and some of you guys in the comments are being funny and pretending like you're not excited about the coffee shop and that a trailer would have been better, but let me know your thoughts. You know, when do you think the Avengers Doomsday trailer is going to drop? I swear we weren't trying to troll you at the start of this. We genuinely thought it was about to happen. And, you know, you can let us know in our Discord, down in the comments, free to join Discord server, like I just said, or you can find me on Substack. And if it's your first time here, please subscribe, smash that bell for alerts. For Screen Crush, I'm Ryan Airy.